Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
And Jessica is joining us again today, and she is bringing a book called Pachinko, which I don't know anything about. So can you tell us a little bit about that game first?
Sure. Well, the game, it's like a little ball, and you just... like a pinball machine, and they just throw it in, and it's a game of chance. That's all I can say, you know, whether you win or not. Yeah, it's like, kinda it's like on you.
It just hits off the little pins until it gets to the bottom, and hopefully it wins, it lands in the right thing.
Yeah,
okay.
And then you win.
So tell us a little bit about the book.
You know, at first I thought that the book was going to be about the game, you know, Pachinko, but of course it's not. It's based on Sunja, and I hope I'm saying this right. Sunja is the main character. And during all this time, of course, Korea is changing because Japan takes over Korea. Mm-hmm. And so there's all that, the changes going on about, you know, we no longer want you speaking the language. The religion is also changed. I believe it was Buddhism at that time, and so now the Christianity is trying, you know, coming in. What else? By the time Sunja was 16, she did get pregnant. She was dating some guy, and she got pregnant out of wedlock. So the guy takes off. He didn't want to marry her, but he has already a wife in Japan.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, so this is where the whole story starts building up. You know, the mom finds out she's pregnant, and she's like, oh God, what are we going to do? You know, it's just
I. Does it start with the perspective of the father, or is it kind of like a third person, like, we're telling the history of this person?
I think it's the history. I think what they wanted, what the Minjin Lee, the author, I think what she wanted to do was kind of go through each generation, you know, of her family.
Right.
And I think that's why she started at the grandparents.
Yeah, to kind of, and also it's a really good representation of how a country changes.
Yes,
especially colonialization.
Yeah,
exactly.
When it changes that quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I think when she started with them, it was kind of already changing, but not as much.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, eventually, I think when they said he was 30, the father, is when most of that change started happening. And so, you know, from there on.
I'm assuming they don't live in a huge city. So do you see any, like, violent things happening? Or is this mostly, like, a trickle down of, like, there are soldiers staying in town? Or they're, like, the culture is changing.
Yeah. Okay, like so that. She lived in Busan, I think. Mm-hmm. And that, even right now, you know, Seoul is the biggest city in Korea.
But if you haven't seen the horror movie Train to Busan, you should.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. But, yeah, it's so back then, I guess, it was smaller than, I guess, what it is now. But, yes, they do mention the soldiers coming in.
Yeah.
There are soldiers, you see them. But everyone is still going through their daily, you know, selling, the market's still going and whatnot. But you could tell where they cater more to the Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're kind of like a stranger
yes,
on land.
Yes, thank you. Yes, exactly.
So far, zero pachinko machines.
Yes, so far, zero.
Do they eventually come into the store? You don't have to spoil anything, but are they in it?
Yes, but it's funny because they don't really explain what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
So unless you have previous knowledge of a pachinko machine, you just think it's a weird name.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly what happened to me.
Yes. Yes. So we explained it to Leslie a while ago. But, yeah. So, really, all they talk about the pachinko is that the yakuzas, that usually they're the ones who are the owners of those places. Mm-hmm. And
the game of chance that is pachinko is representative of any larger theme in the novel.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I didn't think of that. But, yes. Now that
because
I think of it.
If you wanted to go all English major for a second, you could say something about, like, the forces of nature chaotically bumping into each other to create this, like, chain of events.
Yeah. I would say that's, yes. It was by chance that she, Sunja, met a priest, and he literally took her to Japan so that he can raise the child that was, you know, in her, and no one knew she was pregnant. And that was all by chance, because it was like one day he just popped in and it was like, hey, hello, you know. And then it was like, in the end, her life was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. She got a good husband, good kids, good family, big family, a lot of friends she made. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess in a way it kind of represents the game, you know. Yeah. It's like, what was your, you know, did you win in the end?
I would say. What kind of person would you recommend this book for?
I would say anyone and everyone. Usually books I read are not, you know, like, oh my God, I would not recommend this for someone. But yeah, I just.
Because it does seem like it has a little more of a history focus than your previous book you reviewed on here. So maybe it could appeal to some people who are less interested in, like, a drama and more interested in
historical events,
seeing people live through a little bit of history. Okay, so we're going to find some K-pop music. And then we're going to go into our game show portion.
So, because this is kind of a historical fiction, how was the overall pacing? Did it feel slow?
No, it did not. It was weird because I there were some times that I was like, wait, did I miss something? I had to go back because it felt like it jumped from one year to the other, and I was like, wait, how many years was this, you know? So I think she did it.
And I feel like in these small little, like, crucibles of history, it's kind of hard almost to have a really slow-paced story, just because people's lives from one year to the next, if you're following them in a way that's not day-to-day, are 100% different. Like, suddenly they're speaking a different language and, like, not able to find their favorite food in the store anymore. And so this is going to kind of link back to something that we talked about before we started recording. You said that she spent 30 years researching this book.
Yes.
Is there anything in particular in the book where you can really see that she obviously spent a huge amount of time, like, trying to figure this out?
The generations that she shows of Sunja. Okay. You know, how she started in the beginning with her parents and then ended with her, you know, talking about her kids, where they're at that point.
Mm-hmm. What do you think was the overall emotional tone of the story?
How did you feel when you were reading it?
It's funny, but, like, it kind of, I love learning about, like, the past, like, of each of my members and my family, like my dad and my mom. You know, I would always ask, you know, about stuff like, hey, you know, how was grandpa like, or how was grandma like, or how are you when you were growing up? Yeah. You know, stuff like that. I love that. So when it talked about, and you see all of what she is, you know, even before she was born, it just made me feel like, wow, you know, it was kind of exciting to see someone's past and present and future, if that makes sense. Yeah. I don't know. I was excited.
I'm pretty sure I asked this question the last thing we recorded, maybe, but what kind of food would you pair with this book? It's especially exciting when you have books in different cultures, because...
Yeah. I guess...
Was there anything in there that...
Well, she cooks a lot. They do talk about her cooking, but mostly her sister-in-law's cooking, and kimchi.
Kimchi?
Yes. And so I would pair it with kimchi, because they do talk about that a lot, and they make a lot of money off of it, too.
Oh.
They sell it in Japan, yes.
Were there any animals that were prominent in the story?
No.
No? No pets or anything?
I don't remember any, no.
I think that's a Western thing.
Yeah.
Keep them in our house. We love them. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, it was great to hear about another book.
Yeah, thank you.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.
Bye.